Hi. Oh, it's Wednesday night. I am just having a little chill on my bed. Normally, I'd be doing a ramble fap, but I think this might just be a ramble today. I considered that it's been 5 months since I started recording audios on GWA. And if you count this one, I'm 52 audios in now. Which I didn't think that would ever be a thing. I wanted to use this ramble to reflect on that time and think about how amazing this community has been in giving my free time a purpose, and one that I can't really tell anybody in real life about. I thought I'd also address some commonly asked questions, and people drop a little note into my DMs. This is one that I always get asked, which is, yes, they are real, 34 to 36 double G, depending on the bra. So now you know. Second one, and I'm sorry, I've written some notes here. A second one, yes, I am taken, sorry, and really sorry to that one guy who offered marriage. Sorry, babes, I can't. I'm already married to an amazing man who supports my audio work. We have a super tight relationship, and he is amazing in that he will give me freedom to explore this space and allow me to express myself sexually. You can say that I guess he's a pretty good egg. So, yeah. Some people ask me how I got started doing this, and I often reference my time streaming games on Twitch. I had a few people notice my voice, and one subscriber in particular asked me if I would record a script. I didn't even know what that was back then. And he introduced me to the subreddit and said there's a whole community of people that do this and write scripts. Would you give this one a go? And I said, yeah, sure. And it was, and I had to look it up, it was the I Don't Want to Think Anymore female subscript by LucidWeaver56. I listened back to that audio before I started recording tonight, and my God, the quality was so bad back then. And I used to record solely on my phone and my old phone, so it picked up lots of plosives and hissing and background noise, and I didn't really know about editing back then, and now I've taught myself how to use Audacity, and yeah, things are quite different now, which I'm quite pleased with. Learning curve, I think it's called. But yeah, I guess from there, I just got some comments and requests for custom audios. Subsequently, got scammed. Yeah, Eric, you still owe me 30 quid. I have not forgotten if you're listening. Anyway, but yeah, for all the chances that slide into my inbox. This is more than outweighed by all the incredible people that support me on my audios. And I've got some really lovely, long-standing supporters who have been there with me since the beginning. So, yeah, particularly a big shout out to Captivated Man 777 and Daily 2308. You guys have been my absolute rocks and cheerleaders from day one, and I appreciate you guys so much. So, thank you. Yeah, so I've been keeping up with the commissions over recent weeks because I'm really enjoying filling scripts that I might not have looked at otherwise. And you guys really helped me explore everything that GWA has to offer and some tags that I very much have to Google. But I've had the chance to do some writing too. And getting a brief for a really creative script is really flattering. So I'm really honoured that somebody would trust my writing skills as well as my audio. In fact, False Voyager and I continue to work on some really wonderful stories together, and I will always be grateful for him for those opportunities. They really tested my skills as a writer, which I didn't realise I had. So, yeah, I found something new about myself, which is wonderful. I guess on the subject of commissions, I've not had a proper holiday in several years, and yeah, bloody cost of living. So I have decided to give myself a bit of a goal. So summer 26, I'm going to plan and book a trip to Europe. only using funds that I raise from doing erotic audios to pay for it. I really like the idea of my smutty tongue that has paid for my vacation licking gelato off my lips somewhere in Italy. I don't know if we'll raise enough to get to Italy, but I feel like we can try. But yeah, anyway, while we're on the subject of scripts, life would be so dull without the incredible scriptwriters that I've already had the pleasure of working with. And I appreciate that it's just a handful of all the amazing people that are out there. But some of those people I really consider to be buddies and mentors, and they champion me because through collaboration, I found real friendships. And I guess through the admiration of their words, I found connection and exploration into BDSM and all its language, kinks, tags and variations. It's been such a journey. And I now see individual styles in how each writer crafts their scripts, like from Corey West's submission-inducing genius poetry that dominates my master post list, to Dog Day's limitless filth and creativity. Most recently, The Nuns that I did with the fabulous Lurky Dip, which was absolutely fucking incredible. Like, that was so good and so fun. I can't wait for the next one. But yeah, they're two ends of the spectrum that I find myself constantly gravitating towards. But over the last 5 months, I've also loved being a naughty mummy for Torn Conflict, a come hungry villain for Fishy. I think I've been a slutty queen and a succubus for Raven Brownwind's Good Boy. And I've also had the privilege of being in Deerfield's Valentine's Blowjob Club collaboration that I did with a number of other female VAs. So that was really fun. And of course, my character was the older woman. So just wants to make you happy. And I've realised that's not formally on my list yet. It was on Deerfield's master post for the event, but that's actually not on my list. So that makes 53 audios now. So there's one I'd forgotten. I sometimes get asked the work I'm most proud of, and I guess that has to be the British Attaché series that I'm doing with Scriptfiller 818. Although he doesn't fill any scripts and he regrets his username greatly. And we have released 2 really gritty episodes already. And in that we follow Lizzie and Nate through, I think our timeline is something like 40 years, starting in 1777. If you've not heard it, I'm going to be biased and say it's well worth a listen. We've worked really hard together to create the script and shape the audio together, and Scriptfiller looks at all the historical accuracies for us. I do all the sound effects. I absolutely love what we're doing with this. I don't know, we have these kind of dreams about will it get picked up by a director or somebody, or someone will love the story and want to make it into a screenplay or something, but yeah, not sure. I think we live in our little fantasy world where we create it. What else? Finally, okay. I want to touch on some more of my self-indulgent stuff, particularly my black and white pictures. And when I first started this, I didn't think I would ever be brave enough to show any part of myself, apart from my voice. Being so body conscious, I found the whole thing really scary. But actually, what I've got is probably about as far as I'd go, because I do get asked quite a lot for more, which is like, I do audio, why do you want more? There are plenty of cam girls and, you know, very beautiful ladies out there that will more than happy show you their bits of their body. Why do you want mine? I don't really understand. But yeah, I love the erotic nature of the black and whites. And I guess they do give my followers just that tiny little glimpse of me in real life. But I do like photography. I like getting a shot or composition. And I see things and I just go, actually, I could do that. Or I like textures and shapes and things. So do try and add some photography where I can. Right. Oh, hang on. How can I forget Ramblefaps? Sorry, I've just remembered. How can I forget Ramblefaps? My God. Again, something really scary I never thought I would do until the Valentine's orgasm denial one happened. And I guess from there, I've put my ramblings and wanderings into these random, really random audios. I am a really thoughtful person, and I'm just so happy that the community are supportive of me in letting me articulate whatever I've got buzzing around in my head at the time, which is usually followed by some wonderful orgasm buzzing in my pussy. So, yeah. Right, I think I have definitely covered everything. I've probably missed loads that I wanted to talk about, but just to say thank you for an amazing past 5 months. Thank you for nearly now 800 followers. God knows how many orgasms you guys have all sacrificed as offerings in my honour, but I appreciate you and your support so much. So, yeah, thank you. Bye for now.